Lion's Square.
Makes you sense. What's around?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Andre Louis. The time is 13:03. Sometime in September. I forget the exact date. Oh, it's the 9th. Of course it's the 9th. It's Apple event day too. I'm standing outside of my building at the moment in the car park. I'm about to book an Uber car to come to my house and take me to somewhere using Blind Square. Blind Square is already loaded in the app switcher.
App switcher. Home. Hotel. BS Beta. Running. BS Beta. Running. BS Beta. Search. Button.
The window's open. This is good. I'll now go into my track places, search or rather, search places. The place I need to go is called Bunnyfoot. And I'm now searching the My Places screen for that place. Which is right here, Bunnyfoot.
Bunnyfoot,
London, 6.3 kilometers straight ahead. Now, there is one more button down the side of the screen in this where we are now. That it was not there before. Because I have Uber installed, that button tells me the price and, well, let's just go down the screen, you'll hear.
Start, plan a route. Uber in 4 minutes, £11.15. Button.
Uber in 4 minutes, £11.15. Or rather, yeah, that sounds about right. There's no surge pricing on today, so that's about what I would expect to pay to go 6K. When I go into this button.
Alert. Cheap, fast and reliable in 4 minutes, £11.15. Button.
Cheap and reliable in 4 minutes, £11.15. There are other options available to me.
Discreet executive quality, £20.25. Button.
Discreet executive at £20.25.
Ultimate luxury and style in 13 minutes, £29.37. Button.
And 13 minutes for £29. So I want the first one.
Cheap.
I click that.
Uber, everyone's private driver.
That opens. And it's got my information in it now.
Destination. Payment. Personal. Center map. Fair quote. Promo code. Button. Request view books. Button.
And if I hit request now, that car should be with me in as many minutes as it said. Now I'm waiting for it to give me the information back that I requested the car, and it won't take very long before a driver is headed, it's done now, to my destination.
Driver, name, trip action, driver, name, semi, rating, 4.3, vehicle, Toyota Prius, license plate, V10XMC.
So I hear the rating of the driver, I know that it's a Toyota Prius, and I know his license plate. It's quite simple. Not very complicated at all. And now, I did all that from within Blind Square. I could have done that by opening Uber after having, you know, started my tracking of this other, of this place that we're going to today. But that's just one extra step, isn't it? I like the ability to be able to start tracking and start and call an Uber from within Blind Square. Makes my life a lot easier. Should make your life a lot easier too, assuming Uber's in your city. And if it is, this is great. The pricing updates on a per minute basis. So if you just leave your voiceover hovering over that button in Blind Square, you will hear the pricing change if it does. It's as easy as that. Next stop, inside the car. Okay, yeah, so my destination is Bunnyfoot. I'm not sure if it showed up correctly.
Yeah, Bunnyfoot, yeah. They know me.
That is cool. Well, I made it to my destination. I've also come home again now. But I did honestly get there. I did what I needed to do. And I repeated the trip back using Blind Square and Uber. I am now standing on my balcony saying goodbye.
Blind Square.
Makes you sense. What's around?